Right, well, it's Friday afternoon and I need 3 bottles of lager. I'm not going to be accused of mixing my drinks, so I'm sticking to the same label. And this is my first stop, an independent off-licence. Now, the major supermarkets, I'm going to be checking out one of their aisles later, they've been accused by off-licence owners of deliberately undercutting in a bid to finish off the competition and bring consumers in the Republic north of the border because alcohol is so much cheaper here in Northern Ireland. Well, here's an individual 330ml bottle of the lager I'm after, on sale for £1.25. And, well, the back of the bottle kindly tells me that it contains 1.7 units of alcohol. So, by my calculations, that's 73 pence per unit. VAT and duty together come to 33p. Don't forget wholesale costs to the retailer and shop overheads, staff salaries, rates, utility bills.
125 please, do you want to move back?
Yes, please. So let's see how the supermarkets do it. Okay, well, I found an individual bottle for sale, same lager, but these are 660ml bottles and I can get 2 for £3. So that's 44 pence per unit of alcohol. Not much profit in it for them at that low price, given VAT and duty come to 18 pence, and even if they do buy in bulk, they've still got their own overheads. Hiya, could I have a bottle of... So, here I am at the bar with my third bottle of lager today. It's cost me £3, so price per unit, wait for it, not 44p, not 73p, but £1.75. So no wonder a lot of bars and restaurants say they just can't compete with the major supermarkets and won't be changing their prices, whatever the minimum price of a unit of alcohol is fixed at.